USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As senators are continuing to make their opening statements in the confirmation hearing for federal judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is promising that Democrats will not supply quorum for the votes needed to advance a confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, saying that the confirmation process was not legitimate. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is refusing to give up hope when it comes to passing a new stimulus package.
We're asking for some targeted areas of assistance that would help this recovery. It is a V-shaped recovery, but there are key areas that could help. One, let's add on to unemployment assistance. The president's executive order is not going to go forever.
Kudlow speaking there on CNN. Talks are continuing between Democrats and the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook from Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you, but you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.